gate, and we were boarding soon, and my phone rang, and they said, hey, you need to get your gear. I was like, how do I do that? Like, it's checked in already. But they called the Delta people, and they figured it out, and they picked me up on the team bus and got me here as quick as they could, and I got dressed in time for the second period.
How strange was it to be sitting behind the glass across the way from the bench?
Yeah, it was definitely strange. Last time I was here, sat on the bench. But, at some rinks you have to do that, so it wasn't anything too unusual.
Were you getting heckled by any of the fans over there?
A few of them, yeah. I wasn't really listening, but I heard a few comments.
Was there any talk in the room about who would have been putting on the pads if you couldn't have made it back?
No, I don't know anything about that. I just got here and put on my gear as quick as I could.
So how did you kind of ride that roller coaster of emotion going through the day?
I was backing up. I was just sitting there, so it wasn't like I had to play or anything. But, you just try to get focused in case you need to go in there. And, obviously you didn't go through your game day routine and you're at the airport 15 minutes before game time. But, you just come and you put your gear on and try to get your game face on the best you can.
Have you ever been through a situation quite like this before?
No, this is definitely a first. Definitely a first for me.
Was it when they kind of come try to pull you out of the airport? Is there any kind of commotion at the actual airport, or are people noticing?
No, I don't think anyone really caught on. They actually operated pretty smoothly. Kind of have to give my hat to the Winnipeg airport. They got my gear brought down to customs. Customs guys were expecting me, just waved me on through quickly, and I got out of there pretty quick. I was pretty impressed.
Where was your flight headed?
I was flying back to Minneapolis because my vehicle's there, and then I was driving to Des Moines.
Thanks, Darcy.
Thank you.